Oh, sorry. I forgot. It's this time.
Here's the dummy.
You yeah, big I'm a dummy. Dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. I was actually scrolling through Facebook. I completely forgot that I was supposed to hit my cue. Do you know that I have a plaque outside this building for the Walk of Fame? You guys
for
are aware
what?
Of it?
Oh.
I don't. Yeah, it's amazing.
Huh.
All right, it's time for me. You big dummy. Yeah. This is when we read dummy stories from dummies doing dumb stuff and then dummies. All right, here we go. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A man who grew pot because he thought it'd be legal soon has been arrested. Police say that they came across Michael Marshall while investigating a hunting violation. Marshall fled into a house after a confrontation with police and then consented to a search of the residence. Police say that they found and seized 13 full-grown marijuana plants and 27 smaller plants. Marshall told them that he thought marijuana would be legalized soon, so he wanted to get an early start on growing it for future sale. The possession of small amounts of marijuana has been decriminalized in the state of Vermont, but it is illegal for recreational use. Police issued him a citation and appearing in court next month.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Number two. A woman called 911 because she was upset at how long her chicken nuggets were taking. Why do people do this, man? Oh, a Waco police department said employees at the restaurant called 911 to report a woman was refusing to move her car from the drive-thru. The woman called 911 at the same time. When officers arrived, the woman told them she was upset about how long it was taking workers to make her chicken nuggets, and she thought she should get them for free as compensation. After talking to restaurant management and the woman, all parties agreed to let the situation go. In a Facebook post, Sergeant Patrick Swanton said, yes, we went to this call, and we actually tied up two officers on this call. Swanton added that the woman never did receive her nuggets.
La-dee-dee, hey, la-dee-dum is dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy three. A former city employee of Gainesville, Florida, stole money from the town to pay for items like a Brazilian butt lift. The report found that the woman charged her city-issued credit card 136 times, her boss's cards at least 36 times, and a co-worker's card 5 times for a total of $93,000 worth of charges. $8,500 of it went towards a Brazilian butt lift, the cosmetic surgery procedure that uses fat from one part of the body to augment one's buttocks. The account also showed that the woman paid her cable bill, bought food at Sam's Club, and bought a large TV. The woman, who was on a cruise ship vacation when the discrepancies were uncovered, was arrested upon her return and charged with larceny and scheme to defraud, both of which are felonies.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. Four. A man who stole a power washer forgot to remove it from the back of his truck when he returned to the scene of the crime hours later. Randy Horning, who is employed as a repo man, was locating a vehicle that was to be repossessed. While in the area, Horning stole a wheelbarrow, a pressure washer, and taillights from a pickup from three homes nearby. Later, when Horning returned to repossess the vehicle, a neighbor saw his power washer on the back of Horning's truck. Police called and Horning was arrested.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Should have played that one after the marijuana story. Dummy number five, dummy number five. Five! A Rhode Island lawmaker mistakenly gave his colleagues a handout that showed open web browser tabs referencing pornographic content. Representative Ramon Perez brought printouts of a Wikipedia article as part of his testimony in favor of a bill. The screenshot reportedly showed multiple open browser tabs with titles referencing pornographic material, but no images could be seen. Perez told CBS affiliate that he was extremely embarrassed by the situation and took responsibility for it, but insisted the handout was provided to him by a friend whom he'd asked to research the information. He also defended himself in a Facebook post on Friday, saying that the incident was simply a mistake. The committee voted Wednesday to hold Perez's legislation upon further study.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
All right, we got to vote. Let's recap here. We got the dummy who started growing pot because he thought it would be legal soon. We got the dummy who called 911 because her chicken nuggets were taking too long. We got the dummy who stole money from her town to use it for a butt lift. With the dummy burglar who left the power washer he stole in his truck. And the dummy politician who gave a handout that showed porn websites open. Dan.
I love people who are dummies who think they're doing something smart. So I will go with dummy number one, the guy who thought he was getting ahead of the game by growing pot.
Okay. Vic in the newsroom.
If you think cops got so little to do that you call about chicken nuggets, you're dumb.
Okay, nuggets and Esmeralda in the hut.
I have to go with the guy, the first one.
The pot grower.
Yeah, because you know what? It takes time to grow plants.
Yeah.
I see his reasoning, but he's a dummy.
Well, he's the winner, but I'm voting for the woman who got the butt lift because that is an extraordinarily amount of money. How do you not know you're going to get caught? Do you know what I mean? 85,000, what was it? 8,500 for the butt lift and like $90,000 worth of stuff that she charged?
Well, maybe she thought, you know what? I'm going to get caught. I'm going to have a great butt.
Right. I'm going to have a great butt, and I'll be on a cruise when they catch me.
Yeah, you can't take my butt away.
All right. Well, the dummy pot grower who has vision for the future, he's our dummy of the week. All right. We got to take a break here. News is next. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context,
yeah.
Context. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Get your requests ready. 312-981-7200. We're here every day, every weekday till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich follows with the opening bell, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. All right, you heard it straight out of context. This is when you, the listeners, listen 24/7 whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context. Sounds a little dirty, makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, shall we begin?
We begin with you, courtesy of Brian.
So they didn't get hit with balls. Now you have to wait till they got into position. They had to hold them. I don't remember what I was talking.
Umpires.
Oh, right. Umpires with the big, because they had the big black thing that they would hold in front of them to shield them.
You know what, Esmeralda? I apologize. You submitted that out of context, and I totally forgot about that, because you also said at that time holding a big black thing in front of them.
Exactly.
So maybe next week we'll hear that again. Eric submitted this exchange between Pete McMurray and Jane Monzuris.
That's a deep crevice. Yeah. That is deep.
And did she say, oh, honey, just go in there and get it?
What? What? All right.
And then Brian emailed this one of Jane.
You want one of these, don't you?
All right.
Brian also sent in this one of Mary Vandeveld.
Yeah, I did it in court.
Right. Waterbeds, courts.
Randy. Our own Vic Vaughn heard this one of you.
With significantly more bulk inside his pants than when we went in. Thanks, Vic. Good ear, buddy. All right.
Paul submitted this exchange between Esmeralda and you.
What
is she doing in there? Is she just like, yeah, the, everything's flying everywhere?
Yeah. What? What were we talking about there?
No idea. Breakfast in bed.
Oh, see, yeah, about how it sucks.
Celine emailed this one of Rokan.
Ma! Where are my balls?
What? What? okay.
Esmeralda, get ready. Mike sent in this one of Lou Manfredini.
They can do their lovemaking in your neighbor's yard.
What? What? All right.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, what?
Bunny repellent.
Ah, bunny repellent, because the bunnies are having their fun in the fun. All right.
And another one of Lou from Wild Bill.
You know, you feel that down there.
Yeah.
And these of Lou from Brian.
How old are the knobs? You grab the knobs on both sides and you articulate the knob back and forth.
Oh, boy. Pretty strong Lou presence this morning. Mm-hmm. All right.
Brian also heard this one of Dean Richards.
A happy ending. A happy ending for the man.
Okay.
Celine submitted this one of Dean and Dave Schwann.
They were doing it on Michigan Avenue.
They were also doing it earlier on Michigan Avenue between 8 and 10.
Jeez. All right.
Kathy emailed this one of Brian Noonan.
The more I ask you about stretching it out, the less you're actually going to have to stretch it out.
Okay.
Paul sent in this one of you.
What? I made noises that I never knew I could make. I was talking about being scared during a movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eric heard this one of John Williams and Steve Bertrand.
So not that big is your point.
Not that big.
Yeah.
Zach, Canadian Bill, Mikey, and Tom from Bartlett submitted this one of you.
So it's going to be warm and wet for the next few days.
Oh, boy.
All right. And I was right.
Mm-hmm. Another one of you from Brian.
So Andrea Darlis went down. Now, last year, Vic, you went down, and you won. Congratulations, Vic.
That's bad, man.
That's a good catch, man. That's a good catch. All right.
Mark emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
I love my dangling.
I hope he was talking about the Chuck Berry song.
I think he was talking to Chuck's son, actually.
Oh, okay.
Never Ready sent in this one of you.
I'm glad it lasted long. Why am I on here so many times? What's going on?
Caught the blue flu this week.
Jeez, okay.
Brian heard this one of Andre and Steve Cochran.
Is this a happy ending?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another one of Steve Cochran from Tim.
We're going to have to hold it.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Wild Bill emailed this one of Rokan.
He's like, would you get in and play with me right now?
God. All right.
John's Brigade J sent in this one of Karen Conti.
We're doing it every Sunday night.
Oh. Oh. All right.
And finally, Matthew heard this one of you.
I chimed in when you couldn't do Madonna. Oh.
Oh, that's right. We called that one, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I dominated this week. What's going on?
You get named part of the best broadcast team in the country.
That's what it is.
You get Randy.
That's right. All right. Well, we got a break here. We got weather. We got traveling. When we come back, we got Nick D's show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday show commence.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it is Friday morning, and all the regular features continue. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Get your requests going, 312-981-7200. But before that, it's time for Nick D's Show Spies. That's when you listen to this station 24-7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down all the information and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, we ready?
Yes, six clips this week. Our spies were Josh in Minneapolis, Wild Bill, Peter in Decatur, Brian, Lake Geneva Dan, Carl in Williams Bay, and Margaret in Carbondale.
Mm.
All right, every week on The Download with Justin Kaufman, he welcomes appraiser Greg Flam for the swap meet where they appraise listener stuff on air. Someone had texted in about concert t-shirts, which led to talk about Proper Creek, where Greg mentioned an artist you and he both love. If that was working, I guess not. Don't buy me one second here.
Okay. All right.
Saw Till Tuesday there probably three times. Open up
Look
for everybody.
Look at you, huh?
She oddly
dropping
opened,
a little Amy Mann up in the house.
Oh, I'm like with Nick with that. I adore and but yeah, she opened for Tom Petty there, I think, on the Southern Access okay. tour. But yeah, it was just that was just the best venue. It's the sight lines, the audio, you know, just the quality was really cool there versus the other one.
Yeah, it's great. And also, Esmeralda, if you remember me telling you yesterday, there is always a nice little mud spot in the lawn that people could slip and fall consistently during an Eric Clapton show.
Yes, just Eric Clapton shows.
That's now. The only time it happened. Yes, I'm with yes. Till Tuesday rules, and so does Amy Mann. Her new album is so good. It's so good. Okay.
Here is Patty Vasquez congratulating us on our Silver Dome. Silver Dome.
I want to take a moment before we talk to our guests this hour. I want to congratulate Nick D, Esmeralda, Dan Chagrew, and Vic Vaughn on their award-winning night. You guys won the Silver Dome for best team in broadcast. It's very exciting. Congratulations, Esmeralda, Nick, and Dan, and Vic Vaughn. Very cool. And it's really, you know, Nick is having such a good year. He was just named to the Walk of Fame for WGN Radio. And Nick and I both owe so much to the men and women who have really made WGN Radio what it is today. I know that for Nick, having Steve and Johnny in studio is it's just an amazing thing because for 25 years, they, you know, my shift, Nick's shift, the time slots that we occupy were created. I mean, overnight radio would not exist the way it is were it not for Steve and Johnny. And joining me in studio tonight are Johnny and Steve, Steve and Johnny. Hey, guys.
Thank you.
Hey there.
And you always read that just the way we wrote it.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Patty. That was very sweet. Cool. And it was nice we got to see Steve and Johnny that morning.
Yeah, very
They
nice.
Came up and said hi. That was cool. Okay.
The morning after the Silver Dome's dome. Oh, well, oh God, I'm just gonna stop.
You all right,
that.
Man?
Yeah.
You got a newborn or
yeah,
something at
yeah,
home?
Yeah, just something like that. Andrea was on the phone with Pete McMurray from Springfield talking about the ceremony.
Props to Troy, John, and Troy, and Nick DiGilio, and Dave Schwann, and Jackie Paulus. We put together and Sinead Paulus. We put together the station. This beautiful. Piece, I guess you could say, your package, just the story about the training with the Marines that won top honors too. It's just very heartening to be in such great company and, you know, to see. It was cool because you have the big wigs from Channel 5 and Channel 7 all coming up to myself and Jeff Hill and Paul and Jen from Channel 9 and just saying, yeah, oh, this is great. Yay, you know, way to go, WGN. It was very cool.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, that was really cool, man.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Brian Noonan was filling in over the weekend and brought back the overnight arcade. One of his participants was Fly Jam Bob.
Bob, remind everybody what you do for a living.
You know what I do for a living. I collect Fly Jams for the Nick DiGilio show.
We'll be talking with Bob in a matter of minutes, I would think. I got to ask him about that. Does he think he's getting paid?
Say internship?
College credit.
Oh, man. All right.
Another one involving Brian Noonan, this and also Roger Badish. They were talking about when you meet your idols. Roger talked about the time he met Jerry Lewis and then shared some news about Dave Plyer and Jerry Lewis.
Now, here's the problem. Nick's going to be very upset because I just heard last night that Dave Plyer is going to go to Vegas to interview Jerry Lewis in a few weeks.
Look at Dave Plyer.
Yeah, and I think Nick's going to be real jealous that so far two people here have met him, and he hasn't yet.
Oh, well, that's, you know, we all live with disappointment.
No, I met him, Roger. I met him, and I pissed him off. So I have met him, Raj. And I made the mistake of asking about when are we going to see the day the clown cried? That is a question that you do not ask Jerry Lewis.
Dave Plyer now.
Yeah, Dave, don't ask him about the day the clown cried. Don't do that. I'm telling you, if knives could have flown out of his eyes.
I think that's all Dave Plyer is going to ask him.
It's just about the day the clown cried. It's going to be a 2-hour inquiry about the day the clown cried. All right.
And our last clip, and again from Brian Noonan. He was filling in for Justin Kaufman just as Esmeralda's shift was beginning.
I was neglectful. I did not say hello to Esmeralda. Hello, Esmeralda.
Hi.
I didn't know if you were officially in or not, or if you were just getting I'm not here at this time of night. I don't know what time.
You can call on me whenever you want.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, you are a team player.
Congratulations. I'll look frightened for a minute, but, you know.
Congratulations on being part of the Silver Dome Award, too, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
Good for you and the Nick DiGilio Show. Congratulations.
Yes.
All right. That was nice. All right.